Looking at the requirements for user-centered design can be very daunting. You may ask yourself, how do we actually build a system that can conform to all of those guidelines? This is where the ISO requirements for human-centered design come in. What these guidelines essentially tell you, if you have a software engineering background, is that a more agile solution is much better for creating user-centered system than the typical waterfall approach. The four requirements are as follows. You have to understand and specify the context of use. This is all about understanding what the system will be used for. Then you specify what the user requirements are. Next, you produce a solution that hopefully meets the requirements, and then you evaluate whether that's actually the case, whether the solution actually meets the requirements, and make modifications. The key thing to remember about this process is that it is cyclic. You start with an initial understanding of context of use and an initial best guess at user requirements, but very often you only see what the actual user requirements are when projects are implemented, when they hit the real world, when they hit the realities of workflow. So, for example, take the Euclid system. Imagine that your personal tutor wants to look you up in the database. What you will find is that although it is relatively easy for your personal tutor to start and find your webpage, once they found the webpage that lists all of the students, once your personal tutor starts loading your webpage, that can take a while. So typically what will happen is the personal tutor will say to you, okay, let's have a look at your Euclid page. Then they will start loading the page. Then they will keep talking to you. And a couple of seconds, up to half a minute later, your page is finally up. And then they can do what they wanted to do on your personal page. So this is an example where the system, the speed of the system, is actually not in tune with the actual workflow, where in the actual workflow, supporting a dynamic conversation, the response times should be much quicker. And that can then be fed back to the people who are implementing it as a part of the user requirements that might have been missed in the first instance.